Kingdom Ministries Incorporated is the sponsor of the Voice of Tomorrow radio program on station KLFD, Litchfield AM 1410. The Voice of Tomorrow is a 15-minute radio program dedicated to spreading the gospel of the Kingdom of God. The Voice of Tomorrow can be heard weekly on Sunday morning at 7:15 a.m. and Sunday evening at 9 p.m. Now let's join Pastor Dale Swartz with The Voice of Tomorrow.
This is Pastor Dale Swartz, and I do welcome you to The Voice of Tomorrow. The Voice of Tomorrow is by Kingdom Ministries Incorporated, which is dedicated to teaching and preaching the truth of God's Word about the Kingdom of God. And we'd like to have you get a Bible and a pencil and paper and follow along in your Bible if you'd like. And if you don't have a Bible readily handy, I'd like to have you write the passages down that you can go back and examine them for yourselves. And I encourage you to do this and challenge you to search the scriptures. And I would encourage you to write to me if you have questions about anything that I have said on the air. Because I want you to be able to understand the truth of scripture. I want you to be able to be a student of God's word, to be like the church of Berea that I refer to often from Acts chapter 17 and verse 11, where they studied the scriptures to see if the things Paul was telling them were indeed true, and to do what Paul instructed Timothy to do, to be a student of the word, to study to show yourselves approved unto God as a workman that needs not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So I challenge you to search the scriptures. And if there are passages that I use that you question, I'd be glad to hear from you and to discuss them with you, because I'm going to give you the truth of scripture that sometimes things that you've heard, you may not have heard before. We're talking about the resurrection, and we're talking about 1 Corinthians chapter 15. We've been on it for a number of weeks. We get into the section starting in verse 20, where the Apostle Paul gives hope for the Christian. We've been looking at the previous verses where the Apostle Paul told the church at Corinth that he didn't quite understand why some people did not believe in resurrection. They'd said that it didn't occur, and he says if it hasn't happened, then Jesus is still dead. We're found false witnesses or liars because we've been telling people that Jesus is resurrected. What about all the witnesses that claimed they have seen Jesus? Eyewitnesses. And I would ask a question. What good would the apostles have gained from fabricating a story about their Savior, Jesus Christ, that they had indeed seen him and saw him alive if he hadn't actually risen from the dead? What would they have gained by suffering in the decades that followed, in the persecution that they suffered? What would they have gained by fabricating a story just to keep his memory alive, if in fact he hadn't been raised? It doesn't make any sense at all. But Paul tells the church at Corinth here in this 20th verse, in the 15th chapter, he's just said that if we have hope in Christ in this life and Christ isn't raised from the dead, we are of all men most miserable. But Paul says, but now Christ has been raised from the dead. Verse 20. Paul says Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who are asleep. For since by man came death, by man also came resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, so in Christ all will be made alive. And Paul says here that Christ has indeed risen from the dead, and he has become the first fruits of them that are asleep. First fruits, the best and the first. The first indicating there are others, and we have record of them. For example, Lazarus, as Jesus brought him back to life, Jesus was the first one, the first fruits, the first person to come to life, to immortality. Those other examples in Scripture where people have died and someone has brought them back to life, and there's numerous accounts of those individuals came back to mortal life only to later years, died again. But Jesus died on the cross. He was in the tomb for 3 days, and God raised him back to life. God used the power of the Holy Spirit, his influence, the Holy Spirit, his energy to raise Jesus back to life. And this is recorded in 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 14. And Paul says, it is a fact, Christ has been raised from the dead. He's the first one to be raised to immortality. And this is because God had a plan. Life comes from God ultimately. And God wanted man to live. But man's sin was standing in the way, and the sin had to be paid for. It was a debt that was owed. And the only way, and the Jews knew this, the only way of having forgiveness of sin was by the shedding of blood. We know that from Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 22, it says, without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness. And so God provided Jesus, the Messiah, his son, to die. And he provided Jesus because God himself, God cannot die. God is immortal. But Jesus was begotten, born, when the world was ready. He was born of Mary, and he grew as a proper child. He increased in wisdom and stature, in favor with God and favor with man. These are all characteristics that Jesus grew in these ways, grew and improved. And then he began in his ministry to show the people what his Father, God Almighty, expected them to do. Another interesting side point with this, if you write down Luke chapter 2 and verse 52, that's the verse that I had just quoted, that Jesus increased in wisdom and in stature and favor with God and in favor with man. God is perfect. God is all-knowing. God is all-powerful. He's everywhere present. God is perfect, and you cannot improve upon perfection. But Jesus was not perfect. He was sinless, but he became perfect. Hebrews chapter 5 records this, that he became perfect through the resurrection. The flaw that Jesus had in his life is he was capable of dying. God cannot die. The Son of God, Jesus the Messiah, died on the cross for your sins. God, his Father, raised him back to life. Jesus could not have raised himself because he was dead. God raised him back to life. Now here's the hope that we have. Sin came into the world because of Adam's disobedience. And this is what Paul says in verse 21. Since by man came death, by man also came the resurrection of the dead. By Adam, sin entered into the world because of his choice. But through Jesus Christ, Jesus the Messiah, Jesus the Son of God, life was made possible because Jesus chose obedience, chose to obey. And so resurrection was then made possible. The people who saw Jesus after his resurrection were eyewitnesses of the power of God and the glory of the resurrection, and be able to see what an immortal person was like. They saw Jesus. They saw the Son of God. As in Adam all die, so in Christ will all be made alive. The resurrection came through Jesus Christ. Now, in verse 23, we have an interesting statement. Each in his own order. Jesus is the first fruits that of them that slept. He is the first one to come back to life, to immortality. And he's the only one that has come back to life, to immortality. He is the first. But then each in his own order. There is a future resurrection. And that first resurrection is for those who are in Christ, those who believe in Christ. In Christ means having taken a stand for Jesus Christ, and the individual is a follower of Jesus Christ. There is another resurrection spoken of in Scripture, and it's later on. And it's for those who did not believe in Jesus Christ. We'll be looking more into the differences in those as we continue in this. We see from the Gospel of John, chapter 5, verse 28 and 29, Jesus said that marvel not at this, that all that are in the tombs will hear his voice, they that have done good to a resurrection of life, they that have done evil to a resurrection of judgment. And we find that there's more than one resurrection spoken of in Scripture. And the first resurrection and the last resurrection are separated by a period of 1,000 years, 1,000-year reign of peace, that Jesus is going to rule and reign on the earth. And you and I, as resurrected Christians in the first resurrection, will rule and reign with Jesus. You and I are kings and queens in training for future rulership with Jesus. That's what the Scripture teaches. We're going to look more into this 15th chapter and the hope that we have in Jesus Christ as we continue our study. May God bless you as you become a student of His Word.
The Voice of Tomorrow with Pastor Dale Swartz is a presentation of Kingdom Ministries Incorporated. For comments, questions, and to send your tax-deductible donation, look them up on the web at kingdomministriesinc.net. That's kingdomministriesinc.net. Join us again tomorrow for The Voice of Tomorrow.